Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson are preparing for the climax of their stunt flying for the movies, a gigantic dogfight at night. Two formations of planes have already taken off. One, a flight of three P-38s, was led by Nails Ballou. Harry Phelps, whom Ballou has sworn to get, was supposed to be in the plane piloted by Cliff Banks in P-38 number 14. But the discovery was suddenly made that Cliff Banks was still on the ground. He had gone to the pilot's quarters for a warmer helmet and returned to find the formation already gone. Jimmy, Speed, Banks, and the English ace, Reginald Ramsey, are standing on the edge of the moonlit field, talking in low tones. The same fear grips each of them. Is Harry Phelps in the P-38 flown by Nails Ballou?
I don't see how he could be, Speed. We all know how Harry feels about Ballou well enough to know he would never have gone up with him.
Now, that's perfectly true, Jim, but who is flying number 14? Somebody certainly must have taken Banks' place.
Which ship is Ballou flying, Speed?
Just a second, I'll look. Well, he's flying number 16. I'm sure that's the one I told him to fly.
Well, you know, those numbers aren't very large, and they aren't very plain at night. Maybe he got the wrong one.
Not the one in which Phelps was sitting, I'm sure of that.
I don't think so either, Reginald. If Ballou had started to get into the cockpit of number 14, Harry would have jumped out quicker than it takes to tell it.
When the ships took off, I couldn't see the number of the lead ship. Did you, Jim? You were standing here right beside me.
No, I didn't, Speed. But remember, you remarked it didn't look as if anyone were riding with the pilot.
Well, perhaps Phelps flew number 14 himself.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait just a second. Isn't that the sun, Roy Phelps, coming toward us now?
Oh, great Scott. I certainly don't like this. It is Roy. Now, listen, fellas. Let's don't say anything about this. Our fears may be groundless, and there's no use in alarming Roy.
Hello, fellas. Say, when do we take up the MEs? It's about time, isn't it?
Just about, Roy. We should all be getting to our ships in another minute. Where's the rest of our crowd?
They're up the line a little bit, Speed.
Okay. Hey, fellas, come on down here for a minute, will you? All right, now. You'll gather around here for a second. I'll explain what's wanted. Mr. Stewart's up in the camera ship right now, taking some straight shots as the Mustangs and 47s escort the P-38s over the lines and back. Now, this formation is supposed to attack the 38s as a return from reconnaissance. Now, Jimmy's going to fly the extra ship, and I'll be with him. Ramsey, you'll lead the Messerschmitt formation and follow us.
Very good.
We'll all be considerably above the altitude at which the returning 38s will fly. Now, when I see the camera ship is in the right position, I'll give the signal for you. For you, Ramsey, to lead your MEs in an attack on the Lightnings.
Quite right, Robertson.
Now, just a second, and then we'll get to our ships. I have a slight change to make. Cliff Banks is to fly number 9 instead of Lewis. Okay, that's all. Let's get to the ships.
Hey, wait a minute. Cliff Banks? Is Cliff here?
Why, yes, Roy, I'm here.
Well, I thought you were flying number 14 Lightning with Dad.
Well, I decided to make some changes, Roy. I wanted to have Banks here in the Messerschmitt flights.
Well, who's flying number 14, then?
Why, one of the other pilots is, Roy.
One of the other pilots? Well, who? What's all this strange silence about? Why do you hesitate? I asked you before. Why don't you tell me who's flying number 14?
No, Roy, don't get excited. I tell you that one of them...
I know. I see it all now. There's been some kind of a mistake. You didn't want to tell me. You wanted to let me down easy. Dad's in number 14 with Nails Ballou as pilot.
Now, listen, Roy. You know as well as we do that your dad would never get in the same ship with Ballou.
Not if he knew it, but how...
Cliff went over to the pilot's quarters to get a helmet. And when he got back, the 38s had already taken off. We don't know who's flying number 14.
Okay. Dad was right the other day. We should never have stayed around here. He knew something was going to happen.
But, Roy, we don't know that anything has happened.
Oh, yes, you do, Speed. We'll never see Dad alive again.
Oh, we don't know anything of the kind, Roy.
Well, come on. Let's do something. Why do you all stand there like a bunch of wooden idiots? Let's get into the air. But I'll tell you this. If anything has happened to Dad, it'll be the end of Baloo.
All right, men. To your ships. Come on, Jimmy. I want to talk to you. What's the altimeter show now, Jim?
A little over 11,000, Speed.
Now, that makes us about 4,000 above that formation of clouds. That's just right.
You want me to keep the same direction?
Change your course a little to the east, Jim. Follow along the edge of that layer of clouds. I'm certain Stewart and the other ships will be along there somewhere.
Is Ramsey and his MEs all set?
Yeah, they're cruising along behind us in good shape.
Oh, gee, Speed. Look down there on those clouds. Did you ever see anything more beautiful?
No, Jim. Flying over clouds in moonlight is an experience you can never forget. I'd be able to appreciate a view a little better if I knew who was flying that ship Harry Phelps is in.
Yeah, I've been thinking of that ever since we took off. I'm anxious to pick up these other ships so we can find out.
Hey, hold it, Jim. I think I see a ship below us over there to the right.
Huh? Oh, yeah, I see something, too. Looks like the flames from some short exhaust stack.
Yeah, now I see three more. Those must be the 51s.
Yeah, I see them all right. Shall I keep straight ahead?
No, bank a little bit to the right. The 38s must be down there below them. As soon as I pick up Stewart's camera ship, I'll give Ramsey the signal to attack.
Oh, look, Speed, down there. A little bit farther to the right than the 51s and a little below them. Isn't that the camera ship?
Now, wait a second, Jim. Yeah, you're right, it is. Now, let me see. Where in the dickens are those P-38s?
Oh, I see them, Speed. I just caught the reflection of the moonlight on one of their vents. They're right over there to the left against that layer of clouds, see?
Yeah, you're right. Hey, they're a swell position for the cameraman to get some good shots. All right, throttle back a little, Jim, and let Ramsey and his MEs catch up with us. I want to be sure he sees those other planes.
Okay.
Now, there, that's better. Ramsey's catching up with us fast.
He ought to dive now if he's going to.
I'm giving him the signal now. Now, there, he's got it. He sees the 38s. Attaboy, Reginald.
Jiminy, look at those babies dive down. Isn't that a swell sight, Speed? Hey, they're holding a swell formation, too.
Yeah, they certainly are.
When they get down there, they'll be right between the camera ship and those clouds.
Yeah, and the moon's just in the right position. Boy, they certainly ought to get some wonderful shots out of this. All right, Jim, stick your nose down. We'll mix in and help out in a dogfight.
Okay, Speed. Here we go. Diving straight for Baloo. Hey, I'll bet that's Roy. He's trying to find out something, too.
Yeah, the formation is breaking up. And here come the 51s and the 47s. All right, now for the big dogfight.
Right. I'll pick out one of the 109s, and we'll really give him a scrap.
Okay, Jim. We got to make the most of this while the camera ship is in position. Hop to it.
Diving at us.
Yeah, let's see what he wants.
I can see Stewart. He's waving at us.
Oh, I get it. They got all the shots they need. All right, come on, kid. Stick your nose down and dive for that field. We got to find out about Harry Phelps. Well, is everybody down yet?
Everyone but Baloo and a couple of the Mustangs. But I can tell you this. Baloo was flying number 14.
And your dad hadn't shown up yet, huh?
No, and he never will alive.
Who flew the other two ships in Nails Baloo's formation?
I did.
Hey, look, Speed. Here comes number 14 in now. And it looks as though the pilot is alone.
All right, you guys. Stick around here when Baloo pulls up to the line.
Yep, here he comes.
Is that you, Baloo?
Yeah, wait till I cut this switch. I'll be right there.
All right, Baloo. Where's Harry Phelps?
A most regrettable accident has happened. Phelps was riding in the plane with me, and during the dogfight, when I was on my back just over the clouds, my canopy flew open and tore off, and Phelps accidentally fell out. He disappeared in the clouds below, and I couldn't see whether his parachute opened or not. Then I dove down through, but I couldn't find any trace of him. That's why I'm late.
You're a liar, Baloo. You've murdered my father.
Don't miss the thrilling developments in the next air adventure of Jimmy Allen.